What you can do is you can close your eyes and see that person. What is it about that person that you're grateful for? What are some of their qualities? What is some experience that you've had with them, either in the past or just recently? You can even ask the question, what would make this person feel really good that I say? But keep it short and sweet. That's my favorite part. Welcome. I'm Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Every day, you give so much of yourself to those you love. Through this podcast, I'll guide you on a journey to reawaken the greatness that lies within you. In each episode, you'll hear incredible stories of transformation from me and my guests that will inspire you to design and manifest a life that is in harmony with your soul's purpose. You are meant to live.
Welcome back, everyone.
This is To Your Greatness with Dawn Mathis. I am Dawn Mathis, and I am going to do another short episode, a coffee clutch, if you will. You and I are having coffee together. Maybe you're driving to work, or you're sitting at your desk taking a break. But this time of the year, this is November, and I just wanted to remind you that this month is the month of gratitude. And I was talking to someone today who, in my opinion, has quite a bit to be grateful for, but she just doesn't see it. And, you know, that's a hard place when someone you care about just doesn't seem happy with life. So all we can do is mind ourselves and just reach out to people like that and just bless them along the way. But here's something that you can do. And I might suggest this to my friend as well. It's called a gratitude campaign. Now, if you're a realtor or another professional like a lender or someone that does a lot of sales types of business transactions, this is the time of year where people might get pies or a thank you card or a bottle of wine or something like that. And you know, I think my favorite thing still to this day is a handwritten note from someone that just says, hey, thanks. Thanks for being there. Thank you for being a friend. Whatever. You don't see many people doing that anymore, but it's very powerful because it takes time and thought. So here's a couple of ideas that you can do, and you don't have to do them. Let's see. We're just a few days away from Thanksgiving. You don't have to do them by Thanksgiving. You can do them in the month of November. In fact, you can do it in July if you want to. It doesn't matter. Gratitude is something you want to always have with you. So if you decide to campaign year-round and you just do a couple of people a month, that's great. It's a great idea. And here's what I'm going to tell you about gratitude. It's on the same vibrational frequency as abundance. And who doesn't want more of that? That's for me. Okay. So here's some things that you can do. You can write some letters. Like I said, handwritten notes, little cards. They can say thank you and have a little message inside. And then you can just say thinking of you. Or thank you, and sign your name. Blessings. Just something that is handwritten on that card. I like to get small cards because then I don't feel like I have to fill up the whole card with verbiage. I don't want it to look empty when I just say blessings to you and yours at this holiday season. And I mean it. I might write that in every flipping card, and I mean it. So, you know, a few people a day, 10 or 12 a month, whatever you want to do. And then just set calendar reminders to yourself. to do that. And then mail the letters as you go so that you don't lose them or, like I do, spill coffee on them and then have to rewrite them. And just send them a few at a time that way. To make it even more authentic, what you can do is you can close your eyes and see that person. What is it about that person that you're grateful for? What are some of their qualities? What is some experience that you've had with them, either in the past or just recently? You can even ask the question, what would make this person feel really good that I say? But keep it short and sweet. That's my favorite part. Short and sweet. Other things you can do, if you could still do the card, but you could also give a digital gift card for coffee, a pie for Thanksgiving, a pizza delivery, make some fresh cookies, fresh baked cookies, and send them over. Or maybe you just invite them to an open house to your house, just to hang out. That's a lot of fun around the holidays. My partner makes pottery, and so every other year she does that, and we, you know, of course, have the house decorated for Christmas, and we do it the first weekend in December every other year. And, you know, we feed people and have coffee and things like that. And we just love on them when they're there. They don't have to buy anything. We just love on them. And you could do the same. So, some other ideas. If you have some friends that you haven't seen in a while that you're really close to, and you know that you travel well together. That's key. You know you travel well together. Plan a trip. Plan a trip that's going to maybe come up in the first part of the year, you know, when the weather's nasty and it's still dark. And maybe you do that with a few friends. You could watch a movie together or watch it separately and then Zoom in and chat with each other. You could get together for a cup of coffee, either on Zoom or in person, depending on how safe you feel or where you are in the country and what the local statistics are about COVID. Swap recipes, swap stories. My favorite? Swap jokes. There's some really good ones out there. So it's just about connecting and reconnecting. Something you might want to do is think about people that you have not talked to or seen in a long time, friends or family. And just reach out and say, hey, I was thinking about you. What's new? If you don't have a whole lot of time, maybe you do just send a card. It really depends. Or even a text. I mean, text is okay. I personally like the handwritten notes. One of my favorite people that I was really impressed with that writes handwritten notes to this day is, I just lost his name. He was our quarterback for the Denver Broncos, and he won us a Super Bowl. Peyton Manning. Sorry. Gosh, how could I forget? Well, it's been a while since we've had a great quarterback, so maybe that's why. But he writes handwritten notes, and you know he's a busy man. So anyway, those are just some ideas that I thought of, and just let people know in some small way how much they mean to you. And you'll feel good and they'll feel good for you just taking that little bit of time. Well, that's all I have today for this. I just wanted to give you some ideas and just tell you how important it is that we connect and that we're grateful and that we show people how much we care about them. This is Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness, and we'll see you next time. Take care. Thank you for joining me on To Your Greatness. If you're inspired by what you heard and are ready to take a deeper dive into your own life's purpose, I'd love to offer you a complimentary life reflection session. In this session, I'll help you get clearer about what's been holding you back and how you can rediscover the greatness that lies within you. If this is something you would love, I invite you to head to my website, toyourgreatness.net, where you can take the first step in this journey. Spots are limited, so claim yours today. You are so much more than what you do for others. I believe there is a dream inside you just waiting to be fulfilled. If you agree, I invite you to take that first step and visit www.toyourgreatness.net right now. I can't wait to meet with you. My name is Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Remember, your greatness lies within you. See you next time. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I invite you to subscribe and keep listening. Remember to like, share, and review this podcast to help other listeners like you find their way to this heart-centered community. Thank you so much.